Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Great to have you with us again, Sarah. Hope you are good.
Thank you, I am.
Transformation 1, Meritocracy 0. Where are you going with that one, Sarah?
I'm assuming that the station has discussed the issue raised at the Judicial Services Commission in the interview of David Unterhalter for the position on the Constitutional Court about his connections to the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.
Would you perhaps just encapsulate it in a line or two? I mean, some of us have been lucky enough to see Howard Feldman's article on the issue.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the extent to which it has been dealt with.
Well, essentially what it is he was BDS Coalition wrote to the JSE and complained about him and that he should not be appointed because he was on the executive of the Jewish Board of Deputies, and the board supports Zionism and pro-Israel, and Israel's an apartheid state, et cetera, et cetera. The sort of thing you'd expect from a BDS coalition. So it was basically, I think, what we'd call an anti-Semitic rant. But at the actual hearings, the applications, the JSC, about five members of the JSC, of the JSC commission, of the commission, questioned him about this. And it was all along the same lines of, you know, how can he be neutral? Doesn't this affect, surely if he supports Israel, he cannot support a constitution based on human rights. And, this completely irrelevant line of questioning was pushed at him. He acquitted himself pretty well. He kept his cool. Even though I'm not sure that anyone has ever had their religious related affiliations questioned before.
Yeah.
So that was outrageous thing number one about the interviews. But what was further, and I watched the interview with him to see exactly what was said. And that was, he was questioned about his white privilege. And it started off with saying, because his CV said he had gone to Oxford and obtained a degree from Oxford, that it was symptomatic of his white privilege, and that surely, you know, he should give a chance to someone else, to a black person, to take a position. And he said that he acknowledged he was privileged, but he hoped that what he'd learned at Oxford would be beneficial to a contribution to the Concord. But it seems that really what happened was that any hard work he might have embarked upon to obtain his degree was trumped by the fact that he had white privilege in doing so. Now, what was quite funny and ironic about this is Dalian Mpufu, SC, who also asked a question about the Board of Deputies, said to him that given his white privilege, apartheid and racism were not things of the past, and should he be appointed, even though he's not been on the bench for more than 3 years and has not acted in the Constitutional Court? And of course, what's ironic about this is that Mpofu's son, whose name escapes me for the moment, Mpofu paid for him to attend Oxford. And Mpofu's son is at least has half white privilege because his mother is white. So it's all this really nasty, race nationalism is showing itself over a man who is probably more qualified in ability and experience to be on the Concord than anyone else in the country. And not having him as a Concord judge would be to the detriment of the society. It would not be to the advantage. And, there was a lot of complaining that he hadn't done enough to get young black lawyers into the bar and so on and so forth. The fact that he's done a whole range of other things is frankly irrelevant. And just to say that he had spent 8 years on the appellate division of the World Trade Organization, and two of those 8 years were as chair. And at the end of the day, his apparent lack of transformation overruled his vast abilities, and along with the other white man and I think one Indian female, he was rejected. So there are now five people going forward for the two positions on the Constitutional Court, all of whom are black. This means that 11 Constitutional Court judges will be black. And It's actually a disgrace. And that's what I mean by saying transformation one, meritocracy zero.
Leaves me a bit speechless. There's a lot to digest there.
As it was
on the most basic level, I mean, let's not talk about the future, but one kind of has to wonder why he would have put his hand up for this in the first place, knowing what was coming.
He has stood for it before. He has been interviewed before. I don't know why. All I can say is that awful as it has been, it actually displays to everyone, because the nature of the questioning was otherwise completely shallow. But I think partly because he has such a stellar record, there's very little to really criticize him. The questioning was very, very shallow. And what his candidacy does is show up the elites for the racists that they are.
Sargon, as always, so very interesting to get your thoughts. Thank you so much, and we'll chat same time again next week.
Cool. Thank you.